We're doing the Yaakov. We're on page Samach Aleph. Tanya. Rabbi Yossi HaGalili Omer. Rabbi Yossi from the city of Galilee taught the following. Tzadikim, when it comes to the pious people, Yetzer HaTov Shofetam. They get judged by their good desire. What does that mean, they get judged by him? That means that he's the one that really makes decisions within them. When they're faced with a challenge, so the question is, how do you make decisions? Who's in control? When you're a righteous person, then the one in control within ourselves is the good desire. So then there's a question, what's better? What should I be doing? But at the end of the day, the question is, who's in control? And a person has to ask himself that. So Rabbi Yossi HaGalili says, if you're righteous, then the good desire is in control. Shneimar, libi halal bekirbi. As King David said, my heart is hollow within me. I don't have desire to do bad. I am happy to do good. It is my good desire that is in control. Okay, so that's a level of the pious. Rishayim, the wicked, yetzer hara shoftan. Their decisions are all driven by their physical, material inclination, what's called the Yetzer Hara. Shneimar, as the verse says, Neum peh shel harasha bekerev libi, the wicked is what's within my heart, because I'm driven primarily, King David describes the wicked person as saying, he's driven primarily by his physical desires. Ubeinonim, people that are in the middle, Zevezeh shoftan, so then they're both active. Shneimar, ki yamdun limin evyon lo shi'a mishofetei nafsho. Okay, comes along Rava, Amar Rava, kigon anu beinonim. We are the people in the middle. And the book, the Tanya, to a great extent, is based on this line of Rava. That Rava says, we are beinonim. We are mediocre people. Rava says that. Amar le Abaye lo shavik marchaye lechol beria. Abaye said, you can't do that. If you're from the mediocre, so then everyone else is wicked because you're the top of the generation. You haven't left any room for life for anyone else, Abaye tells Rava. How could you say that? No. So, Abaye disagrees. V'amar Rava. Rava taught us another thing in this vein. Yeda yodea inish benafshei itzadiku orashahu. A person himself knows if he is completely pious or wicked. Why? Because a person knows where his desires are, where his focus is. Everyone else doesn't know. Everyone else sees the outcome. But no one knows how much of a battle was going on inside the person. The fact that everyone sees Rava and says what a pious person he is, Rava says, yeah, but if the formula is, it depends on what's driving me, I know what's driving me. Rava says, I know, I am not from the pious. I do have inclinations, I do have desires, I conquer them. But I'm from the mediocre. I have a drive to do good, and I have to do a drive to do that which is wrong. Now, Rashi, there's a Rashi here that we don't have in our printing that says a very interesting interpretation to this Gemara. There's another Gemara, not here. The Gemara says, Yetzer, Isha, Vetinok. When it comes to our material desires, one's own wife, and one's little children, te small docha v'min mekarevet. You have to push them away with your weaker hand and bring them close with your stronger hand. Our sages taught us even the yetzer, the desire, you need to use it. How are you ever going to procreate without it? Your wife, on the one hand, if you spend your whole life running around her like a chicken, you're not going to be productive. On the other hand, there has to be that balance. You have to know when to say, okay, I got to go. And you have to know that the stronger hand has to be pulling close. A child, when you're educating a child, you need to use some level of discipline, but it's the weaker hand that disciplines. The stronger hand gives love, brings close. So Rashi over here learns that what Rava was saying is, if a person sees that he is from those that are so pious that he doesn't have any desire, doesn't interest him, the Yetzer Hara. So then he has to know that the Talmud said, bring it close with your right hand, with your stronger hand. You have to bring children to the world. You can't just say, not interested, I don't need it. We'll live parallel lives. No, one should be interested. And here we see in Rashi a concept that really you see from the other Gemara and Rav Moshe Cordoviro develops. We don't view the Yetzer Hara as something evil. We view it as materialistic and necessary to the degree that Chazal say, bring it close with your stronger hand. It's a necessary part of life. If you don't have it, so then it's nothing's going to happen. Rashi could have just said, well, let him be with his wife for the sake of heaven. What does he need the Yetzer Hara for? Be with your wife for the sake of the mitzvah. Now, Rashi says, if you don't have any desire, so you got to arouse your desire. That's a part of married life, and that's a part of being able to perform mitzvahs correctly. Meaning, you want to do a mitzvah correctly, you have to be able to arouse the physical excitement for the mitzvah. It's not enough to just enter a mitzvah and say, L'shem Shamayim, I'm doing it. No, there has to be the physical aspect as well. Imagine a person sits down to eat the Shabbos meal, and he says, I'm eating this chulent, I don't know what it tastes like, I don't care what it tastes like, L'chvod Shabbos Kodesh. Is that the L'chvod Shabbos Kodesh? The whole idea is, V'karata L'Shabbat Oneg. Go, enjoy the Shabbos meal. That's part of the mitzvah. So Rashi has this phenomenal pshat, which gives us an insight along the lines of what Rav Moshe Cordoviro writes, that the Yetzer Hara is a part of the service of Hashem. Okay, we have to pick up here, Bezat, next time we're out of time.